Son, and Holy Spirit. Often when people talk about Christian faith, they'll express the belief that somehow figuring out the way to salvation is difficult, that they don't understand it. And in fact, you have many people who try to fill that need by coming up with all kinds of nonsense. If I was to write a book, The Secrets, The Gnostic Secrets of Christ, from some hidden scroll that was dug up in the desert somewhere, I'm sure it would be a bestseller, because people think that there's some deep, dark secret that if they could just figure it out, then they would know the way to salvation. But in the first epistle we read today, St. Paul says that that's not so. The problem is that salvation is not hard to figure out. It's not that it's unclear, it's that we don't want to see it, or if we see it, we often don't want to do it. The Scriptures, of course, a great depth, and the fathers use the analogy of a boy who's dipping his cup in the ocean and pouring it out on the sand at the beach as if he's somehow going to empty out the ocean. And they compared that to our reading of the Scriptures. We can never exhaust the truth that we find in Scripture. There's always more and more for us to find. But the basic truth of the way to salvation is not hard to figure out. St. Paul alludes to a passage from Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 11 through 15. It says, "For this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldst say, Who shall go up for us to heaven, and bring it unto us, that we may hear and do it? Neither is beyond the sea that ye should say, Who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil." St. Paul, quoting the passage, "Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend up to heaven?" And then he inserts this comment, that is, as if to bring Christ down from above. Christ has already come down in the incarnation. We don't have to do that. He's done that for us. "Or who shall descend into the deep?" And then he inserts this comment, that is, to bring up Christ from the dead. Again, Christ has already done that. "But what saith it?" And then he returns to the quote. "The word is nigh unto thee, even in thy mouth and thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." This is not to say, as some Protestants say, that somehow we make a confession one time, we say the magic words, we ask Christ into our heart, and then that's it. What St. Paul's talking about is an ongoing confession and an ongoing belief. If we truly confess Christ, we confess that with our mouths, but that's also reflected in our actions. And if we truly believe that Christ was risen from the dead, then that's also going to be reflected in our life and in our actions. We're going to live accordingly. There's not some puzzle to figure out. We, in church, are surrounded by the means of grace that God has provided through the church. We have the Scriptures. We have the services. We have the writings of the fathers. There's so many things out there that all point us in one direction, that point us to Christ and tell us, believe on Him and you'll be saved. Do what He tells you to do. And if we just simply do that, we will be saved. If we don't do it, it's not that we don't know. Either we don't know because we don't want to know, or we do know and we simply don't want to do it. But it's all there. It's all nigh at hand. And each and every one of us need to every day wake up confessing that faith and believing in our heart that Christ is risen from the dead, and living that life accordingly, not living like everyone else around us who doesn't believe those things, doesn't confess Christ, but making that confession even when it's not popular, even when people will ridicule us because of our faith, even when people will persecute us, even when people may kill us as the martyrs we celebrate today. But it's not hard to figure out. It's just maybe hard for us to do because we don't want to. But we have to make that choice. Do we love God or not? And if we do, we need to put that into practice and live out that Christian life that He wants us to live. As the prophet Micah said, and as I often quote, "He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Amen.